the corner where you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting, but who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go? Is it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. See, we got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it, cause it ain't every day you get the chance to say,
and just delighted by the reception it's getting in not just Seattle but across the nation. We're getting all kinds of attention, and I think it shows that this was something that was wanted, and people agree with us that Seattle is not a style black hole. So it's very exciting. We're the first of our kind.
Well, I'm really glad to hear you say that, because when I walk around, not just Seattle but Portland and Spokane, the whole kind of Pacific Northwest, the favorite color seems to be gray or black. And I'm not really thrilled with that, because I'm a person who likes color. But if I wear color, you know, there's not very many people wearing color. And is that just specific to the Northwest, or is that, do you know if that's universal? And why are we doing that?
I don't know. You know, New York actually has even more of a reputation of being all black and all gray all the time. And Seattle, we do infuse a little bit of color here and there, but everybody seems to think that it's just in the form of flannel still, and that we're still wearing flannel.
So red flannel.
It's not true.
It's hard to see, though, and I wish more people would embrace it. Color is your friend, I think.
And not just underneath your black wool coat.
Well, we were in the airport the other day, and I tell my husband, I said, just start looking at everybody wearing black or gray. I said, and all of a sudden, I just kind of felt overwhelmed. And he's like, I never noticed that before. But hopefully people will not be too afraid of color. I think the reason on that is they think it's not going to look good with their color, or it's going to wash them out or something like that. But there's got to be a way that you can bring color in and just kind of get away from so much black and gray,
absolutely.
I would think.
Don't be afraid to take a risk and throw a scarf on with your gray coat in a color.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Now, what's the difference between getting dressed and style?
Style is so individual that everybody has one whether they know it or not. So some people may think they just wake up in the morning and throw on whatever was closest on the floor, but they have a personal style. They just, haven't maybe paid as close of attention to cultivating it and reading magazines and trying to figure out what their style is. But everybody has a style.
Well, what are the basics that do you think that people would need in their wardrobe to pull off kind of not being that frumpy look, but also not maybe breaking the bank with? I do think a lot of people think fashion or style has to be expensive.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'm a big thrift store shopper myself.
And you're in Macklemore.
Yes, I love that song. And you could always find basics there. You do have to take a little bit more time sorting through the racks, but that's where I go for basics. You know, if you need a pair of skinny jeans and a black blazer, that's a classic look. And you can always find black blazers at a thrift store.
And you don't have to tell people that you're shopping at a thrift store. I mean, once you leave, they'll never know.
You can find way better brands there that are slightly used, but, you know, somebody else loved them for a time, and now it can be yours, and nobody has to know that you got it at a thrift store.
Now, Valentine's Day is coming up, and a lot of people are going to be going out. What would you suggest that maybe would be one or two items that a woman could throw on that would make her feel maybe a little bit sexy but not risque and have a good time and be comfortable? Because, you know, half the battle is just feeling comfortable. A lot of times we dress up and then we don't feel good. We're
sure.
Self-conscious or we're in pain. And that takes the fun away.
Pain. Those pointy shoes are coming back, by the way.
So great.
For Valentine's Day and also for the whole month of February, it happens to be Go Red for Women Month. And so I have to suggest to wear a red. It's, you know, not only show your support for women's heart health, but it's a great color. And most people can pull off red, whether they think they can or not. It looks good on pretty much everybody. So play
yeah.
with color and wear red. It's Valentine's Day. Enjoy wearing red.
And it doesn't have to go maybe right up against your face if you're maybe light-complected. I think a lot of people think that red up against their face makes them look washed out. But there's probably a way to infuse red without it being...
I'm very pale, and I'm a natural redhead, and I will wear a red dress and bright red lipstick.
Hmm.
Most people think you can't pull it off, but it does work. Think Gina Davis. It works.
Right. Well, you guys had your launch party at Escala, speaking of style.
Yes.
And that's one of my favorite buildings in Seattle. I have some friends that live there, so I'm over there visiting. And it looked like that everybody there, I saw some pictures online, it looked like everybody was embracing their style that evening.
I think we did encourage that, yes.
what can men do to get...
excited because it's Seattle has a fashion magazine and we're having a big launch party. So yes, go all out and wear something over the top.
Well, and men too, because men don't have to just wear the flannel or the old, you know, UW sweatshirt or whatever. They can actually get out of that as well too and think outside the box.
Yeah.
What do you think about shoes? Now, you said pointy toes, unfortunately, are coming back. But there also seems to be a shoe that has like a big wedge or something in it I've been seeing a lot. What's that?
I'm not sure where you're going with that one. I have seen wedges for a while now, but...
Yeah, well, it looks
more
like
of
a
summer
shoe on
shoe.
Top, but then it's really tall and it's like a really big wedge, but the wedges I used to see kind of, you know, had a sling back or something to them, but now, like, the whole shoe is a wedge.
Yeah, and, like, I've seen a wedge without a heel or a pump without a heel, where it's a big platform on the front and it's sculpted.
Oh, wow.
And it's hard enough so you don't need the heel support. But I imagine those are very hard to walk in.
I would think so. I would think so. So for spring coming up, what are our must-haves, do you think?
You know, we're seeing, of all things, neon color coming back and, like, a little bit of 90s style coming back into the mix. So if you're up for it and you're adventurous, maybe throw in a pop of neon here and there. But I think spring is going to be pretty classic. Spring. It's going to be florals, it's going to be white and pale pink and just your pretty girly spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was downtown last weekend and at the Gap, and they had a lot of neon colors, which looked amazing on the mannequins. But nobody, I was watching what people were buying, and as mm-hmm. much as they were admiring the neon, they weren't purchasing the neon. They were still
right.
going over back to the navies, going back over to the whites, going back over, you know, but they liked it. They could appreciate it, but they weren't quite ready to put on the tangerine pants. But
I'm not so sure I'm ready for it yet, for the 90s to come back.
is there
the retailers
age limit?
Are telling us. An age limit for neon? I don't know. I think anything, if done in small portions and tastefully, then it can work. We're not going back to the two-tone socks and scrunchies in the hair and all of that. At least I hope not.
Right. Oh, gosh, I hope not either. That wasn't even a good look in the 80s and 90s. I mean, you know, it was one of those things that just needs to be buried and forgotten and never spoke of again, like parachute pants. You know,
yes.
Just... Now, what is your take on designer clothes?
Well, I love to admire designer clothes. I'm in the group of people that really can't afford them and may never be able to walk around wearing a couture garment, and that's fine. But they do serve as the inspiration that for the eventual trickle down into what's going to be in our stores and what we're going to eventually find on the racks at Value Village. So, yeah, I mean, I like to keep an eye on it, and it's inspiring for your own personal
mm-hmm.
look and for what you're going to go look for.
Right. So maybe if you see something that's designer, then you can take that look with
mm-hmm.
you as you go out to shop kind of more mainstream and find
exactly.
the pieces that kind of fit with that. Yeah.
Exactly. Take the essence of it.
Right. Well, I am a person who I like designer bags and I like designer shoes. But in
mm-hmm.
between that area, I'm just kind of generic. and I don't know why that is, but I always like to have a good bag, and I always like to have good shoes. Those are just my two things. And for some reason, I don't know, the pants, the shirt, the skirt, whatever, I'm not as big on the middle. So maybe people can just take something
oh,
as
absolutely.
A building block and kind of go from
yeah,
there.
There's nothing
too.
Wrong with that. The shoes can make an outfit. And you can very easily build an entire outfit around your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
I love
that's
shoes.
What you want people to look at.
I look at other people's shoes, and so I just assume people are looking back at my shoes for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell a lot about a person from their shoes, I think. In fact, that's how I got my husband, but
mm-hmm.
because I liked his shoes that he had on the night that I met him. But now he tells me we've been married a long time, that he had just gone out and bought new shoes, that he'd had the last pair for like 15 years. So it was fate, because had he been wearing the old 15-year-old shoes, I probably would have never dated him. But he's just our luck, he'd gone out and purchased new shoes.
Oh,
and the rest
story.
Was history.
Yep, it is fate.
But I do like... some of my favorite designers, I really like Louis Vuitton, although
mm-hmm.
I can't wear it in the middle, but I do like it on my arm. And
mm-hmm.
it seems to be pretty, you know, I mean, for skinny people in between, but I do like their bags, and they do have some other things that are pretty nice. Who are your favorite designers?
I'm a Chanel girl.
Mm.
I will
oh, yeah.
always be. I love the pearls and the classic look, and Chanel just never fails to deliver.
Right. Nope, you're right about that Jackie O kind
of. Oh, yes. And in their couture runway show for this spring, they had these lace boots that were fantastic, and I can hardly wait for those to filter down a little bit so I can afford a pair of lace boots from somewhere.
You know, I think that's important for everybody to have something that they're kind of working towards or they are dreaming about, because it is so fun when you actually are able to go get it. There's
oh,
a high
amazing.
That comes with that you just can't replace. And because I'm a Louis Vuitton girl, every time I acquire a new piece, that high lasts the whole time I'm wearing it or holding it or, you know, wearing it or have it with me. I always feel good. So that price that I pay doesn't go away. I'm just so proud of it every single time.
And with designer pieces, you'll get that long lasting because they are made better quality and they will last you a long time. So that's a lot of where the price comes in. You know, not just the name, but they're put together well. They're not going to fall apart on you like your average, you know, $40 purse will.
Right. You're paying for the longevity. And they never kind of go out of style, too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when summer comes around, do you think that we're still going to be with kind of those neon colors, or can we go back to, you know, our basic navy and white?
Well, navy and white in the summertime is always classic, but I do suspect they're going to continue trying to go on this 90s wave, especially if it's not selling well for spring. You know, that may be because our temperatures aren't quite warm enough yet, and we're still lodged in winter mode, especially here in Seattle. We stay in winter mode much longer than the rest of the country because it rains all the way until June.
Exactly.
So, yeah, by the time summer fashions are on the shelf and we're Seattleites finally starting to go, oh, wait, I can wear some yellow maybe.
mm-hmm.
I do think they'll still be continuing to, have neon up front in the department stores.
Now, in Seattle, people don't carry umbrellas in Seattle. So the classic kind of raincoat thing is pretty important piece of your wardrobe. What is a good kind of look for every day? And maybe that you could maybe trend over into evening, too, that would keep you covered in the rain so you don't have to carry that umbrella. Although sometimes I carry one for protection, but it's not to keep the rain off.
No, in Seattle, we don't care about rain getting in our hair. It's just deal with it. But I do, I have a couple of wool trench coats. A wool trench is my absolute favorite, and I have them in several different colors, especially with a detachable fur collar, because then it goes from winter to spring easily. Just take fur off.
Mm-hmm. I never even thought about that. That's a good idea.
And a lot of them come that way. If you pick up a trench coat that looks like it has an attached fur collar and flip the collar up, you'll see it's just buttoned with elastic. And so most of them come off.
That's a good idea. I didn't even think about that. And then what about the rainproof stuff? Are those cool to wear, or Can you be trendy in those kind of a...
I don't know. I mean,
I don't
never
even
like
know
to
what
tell
it is.
Anybody if it's something they like that they shouldn't wear it, because I'm very for personal style, and if you do like that, then go with it, rock it. Personally, I don't enjoy anything that's the shiny, plasticky look.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do have to own it to a certain point, but if you're owning Crocs and Wranglers and... You know, your old college sweatshirt as your look all the time.
Cutting edge, but if it's what you love and makes you happy, then wear it by all means.
Well, that's what we mostly wear 90% of the time, but 10% of the time, I think it's okay to dress up just a little bit, because I appreciate when I see somebody who's maybe gone maybe the little extra mile, and it makes me want to maybe, you know, push my fashion forward maybe a little. And I do feel better when I'm out. I think I feel better about myself, or that I'm and not in an ego way or anything, but there's just something about, you know, wearing some, I don't know, you know, when you're kind of feeling frumpy or you're looking frumpy, it kind of just carries through the whole way, you know. But when you maybe put maybe just one or two things on, it's like putting on makeup or something, there's just something that just lights you up just a little bit. And I think that's what I'm seeing in other people, and then I'm appreciating back and forth is, you know, that they're have that energy of, you know, there's some good energy coming out of them.
Yeah, and that can even be done with a few good accessories rather than, you know, if you have your style down in clothes and you're comfortable in the clothes you wear day to day, maybe look for some sparkly jewelry or beaded or something that has a little dangle to it and will remind you as you feel the movement, oh, yeah, I'm wearing that nice piece of jewelry I bought. something that keeps you aware of it all day.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Yeah, because I only have a few pieces of jewelry, and I guess for some reason I just haven't bought a lot of, I don't know, you know, maybe costume jewelry, but I do appreciate it on other people. I don't know why I haven't done that more, but I think I'm going to write that down.
Yeah,
wear
I like
more
earrings
that
for that. Wear some dangly earrings every now and then. When you move your head, you feel them, and it reminds you, oh, yeah, I went a little further today, and I have nice earrings on, and I feel special.
Yeah, and
at least it
kind of makes
me.
Yeah, it kind of makes you feel a little sexy. I mean, just even thinking about it makes me feel a little sexy. You know?
You do. You can
just
go all the way down to shoulder duster, which are still very popular. And you'll really
good
notice
idea.
Those.
And gold or silver, it doesn't really matter. Just match it
up. It matters on what else you're wearing with it. If you're going to go with a gold tone, then you want to make sure everything you're wearing is gold tone because it doesn't really mix and match well.
What is the deal with, should your shoes match your purse or should your shoes match your outfit? Or does it matter?
I don't think it matters. I would match shoes to the outfit more. And if you're day purse is, you know, generic and goes with pretty much everything, then it's just your day purse. Anyway, for evening, you'd probably want to put a little more effort into matching up your evening bag and your shoes and everything with your outfit because it's a look. It's a full evening ensemble.
Right. I always
my day purse is
because
purple.
I'm never sure.
I wear my day purse with everything, and it's bright purple. And it seems to go with most things in my wardrobe, but I'll wear it with my red overcoat. And hey, purple and red, I don't care. It looks good to me.
Yeah, there's, you know, it's going back to that color again, and I really appreciate color, and I really want people to really think about wearing color because there's just something about, you know, maybe just standing out in the crowd and just saying that I'm embracing this color and I feel good enough to wear it, and it makes me happy. Bright colors make you happy. They make me happy.
Yeah, they
and,
do.
And I do think that we should all take a little bit of a fashion risk. I mean, if it doesn't work, no harm, no foul. You know, we just don't wear it again. But if it does look good, you know, I mean, we've just
chances
made a huge leap
work.
Forward. I think it will, too.
Chances are it will. You'll get a lot of compliments, especially if you're not someone who usually wears color. People will all of a sudden notice and go, oh, wow, you look great in that color.
That's what I'm going to write, color and dangly earrings. More color, although I really do like color, and dangly earrings. Those are the two, and a wool trench. I don't really have a wool trench with a detachable fur collar. I'm going to look for that, too. So one, two, three. That gives me three things to work on. So those are my three goals.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you, Angelique, for coming on. I want to encourage everyone, while it's still free, to go to Poshy Magazine, which is P-O-S-H-Y Mag, M-A-G.com. Check out, they have, there's a social scene, there's a fab and fit scene, there's a society scene, there's a style scene. And they have all kinds of great pictures, things to do, how to stay fit. I just think it's a fantastic idea. Kudos to whoever got this magazine going. Seattle needed it. It's reaching across, you know, bounds to other people across the country and across the world. We have a lot of people who listen from outside the United States, and they are really, really big into what Seattle's doing. For some reason, well, I know why they're tuned into Seattle, but they like all things Seattle, fashion, music, events, sports. But right now, Seattle, the focus of the world is kind of on Seattle. It stems from the 50 Shades of Grey. And so because 50 Shades of Grey was set in Seattle, that puts a spotlight on Seattle for a lot of women around the world. And then the music scene also, there's so much great music coming out of Seattle that, again, that draws the spotlight to Seattle. So I think that you guys are right there in, you know, where you need to be at a really great time where, you know, kind of the world is crossing through Seattle right now. And the eyes are on Seattle, and people are looking to Seattle for inspiration and leadership in a lot of areas, especially women.
Well, great. Yeah, thank you. We're very excited about everything so far and where it's going to go.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on. We'll have to maybe follow up in the spring or summer and see if I was able to implement my three things. And we will get back with you and see how the magazine's going.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Angelique.
Thank you.
All right, that was Angelique Ashton. She is a style editor for Poshie Magazine, so I was thrilled to talk to her. We're going to bring on here in just a moment a lady who founded a clothing company called WearLove.com is where you can find that, but their slogan is says, wear love, put it on, and wear it out. And it's just supposed to be an inspiration to people to be kind to one another. So we're going to listen to this Seattle song by two of my friends, Jim and Justin. They're in a band called Science Seattle. They have this great song called The Seattle Song. I just love it. We're going to play it, and I'm going to get Lynn on the line. We'll be back to you in just a moment.
Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. I'm wearing my shirt right now. It has a little hoodie on the back, and it's just got a V-neck, and it's blue, and it says Wear Love on it, and I just feel more loving just wearing the shirt. Thanks for sending it to me.
Well, that's what it's supposed to do, so that's great.
Awesome.
You're
well,
welcome.
Well, tell us how you started this company and how you came up with the idea.
Well, I had started actually with a friend that has a photography business, and we decided to do something with her photography. She's a fabulous photographer, photographs all over the world, just has this really creative eye. So we actually launched this to kind of help her launch her photography business. So I thought if we just printed up some T-shirts, you know, just get some really nice T-shirts, not the boxy, you know, athletic T-shirts, but the more fitted, kind of the European fitted, organic type T-shirts, and just put our company name on the back, which was called Spit in the Dirt. It's actually still the name of this company. And then I just thought if we put Wear Love, put it on, wear it out on the front, that it would just help circulate, you know, our business name out there. So that's what we did. We thought best T-shirts we could. We printed them up, and people started asking for the T-shirts. So, you know, we just would print them, and we thought, well, while we're doing this, my family has gotten into a project in Africa to build help build a vocational school for these homeless boys in Senegal. So we thought, well, I put the continent of Africa in place of the O in the word love, and we started selling those. And I thought, well, if they're selling, we'll just send the proceeds back to this little school to help build a school in Africa. So that's really how it happened. We thought after a while, well, we won't keep selling T-shirts. You know, that's not what we're doing. And people kept asking for them. So I put up a little website, got up on Etsy, and that's really how it started. And so we have just, you know, continued to sell T-shirts. So she's actually doing the photography part of her business, and I've kept the T-shirt company. And my son just joined me a couple months ago. He's 28. And so we're, you know, now we're in the T-shirt business. And it's been really fun. It's been fun.
Well, it's funny how life takes you. You think you're going in one direction, and all of a sudden that you go in another direction. But the concept of Wear Love has really taken off. It's hitting a nerve, not only with me, but with, you know, like you were saying, people all over the world.
Right, right. You know, when people put the Wear Love Africa T-shirt on, I don't think it's just because there's beautiful animals in Africa. I think people really are wearing these T-shirts because they buy into the message of love. And, you know, it's a simple statement, but it's such a hard thing to do. When you actually think about what does it mean to wear love, it's not easy, you know. And I find myself when I put my T-shirt on every day, well, I don't wear it every day, but I wear it a lot, I really have to just be so conscious of, you know, how I really treat people and how, you know, it just sets the mood for my day. But, you know, mm-hmm. even more than when I wear the T-shirt, every day has really become a journey for me and for the Wear Love team, really to just wear love every day. And it's harder than it sounds, but wouldn't it be an awesome thing if everybody, despite differences of opinion, differences, you know, in life, if people could just really wear love? It would just be a much nicer place, don't you think?
Well, I completely agree. I have a shirt. It doesn't have the Africa symbol on it. It all just says Wear Love, put it on, wear it out. And just like you, I'm finding myself, when I put on the shirt, I feel like that I'm making a statement that I'm going to try to live up to that. So when I see it, Wear Love, that it reminds me to be more loving and to be more thoughtful and be more kind, because I put it on, and so
right.
I also have to reflect that same thing back and forth, and it does. It makes me where I don't feel. I'm really not by nature a depressed person anyway, but you know I certainly don't feel low or depressed or anything when I'm wearing
right.
Wear Love. It kind of lights me from within, I think.
Right, it really does. And you know what? I think you know, just in your day to just honoring people that are around you. And it's, you know, and it's, you kind of think it's an easy thing, but you almost have to really be strategic about just remembering just to smile at someone or just say thank you. You know, I was in the post office a couple months ago, and there was this older gentleman in there washing the windows. And I said to him, thank you so much for washing these windows. I said, this post office just sparkles because you keep these windows so clean. And he just stopped, and he looked at me, and he said, you know, no one has ever thanked me for washing these windows. And I could tell I made his day, but you know what? Even more than that, he made my day. Because I thought it's just such a simple thing. And if we're in such a rush all the time, you know, we brush past people that, you know what, we're not sure what goes on in their, you know, in their hearts and in their minds. Some days they just might need somebody to stop and notice or to say hello or, you know, even to give them a hug or just anything. You know, I just think it's simple, but yet it's hard. But it's we have to be strategic about it. So, you know, that's what's so great about the message. It's just, it's love. Everybody needs it. Everybody wants it. And it's easy to give, but you have to kind of think about it. Too, at the
right.
Same time. But the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
That's true. Well, there's a saying that says, don't wait for people to be friendly. Show them how.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that, you know, a lot of times, you know, people just kind of get in their little zone, and they might not even realize that they're not being friendly. And actually, I'm even guilty of that. There's been times I've been walking around, and I felt really, really good. But someone will say to me, hey, smile. And I'll think, I wasn't smiling, really? And then it will remind me, and I thought, geez, you know, that's horrible that I had such a long face, you know, because usually I have a lot of things going on in my mind. You know, there's a million things going. So it's not that I'm unhappy. It's just I'm kind of maybe deep in thought. And so when I'm deep in thought like that, I'm just not a natural, I guess, you know, obviously I'm not a natural smiler, you know, so I must be a natural frowner when I'm not thinking about it. So it is something that you have to kind of be conscious about until you can kind of reverse the curse, sort of, to speak, you know. But that's what the Wear Love shirt is for me. It helps me kind of remember that. And you're right. But when you are friendly out towards someone who's maybe not being friendly back, most of the time, you know, very, very rarely are they not going to return that back to you. It's just that maybe they're just not conscious of it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you know, everybody has a story. And some people's story, you know, it just doesn't happen to be a good one. And so I try to remember that, too, that, you know, people come from all different places. And so We just need to be kind because we don't know that story. So, you know, that's kind of the other side of it too.
And everyone's, you know, it's not all shiny, happy days for everybody throughout this life. You know, everybody has, you know, some rain and some dark clouds and, you know, some bad times. I mean, that's just part of the human life experience. We're just not going to be able to escape that. So you're talking billions of people in the world. So at any given time, you know, majority of people, and as we know, life is very fragile and precious, that, you know, it can switch on you in a moment as well. And so you need to be conscious of that. It's almost easier to be indifferent or non-engaging than it is actually to be engaging. You have to actually make that effort.
Right.
And I think it's more natural with some people than it is with other people. I have noticed there are some people who are just happy all the time. I really don't know how that happens, but that's got to be in their DNA or the way that they're made up. You know, but the thing with the Wear Love shirt is if I saw somebody wearing a Wear Love shirt and I had a Wear Love shirt, I would have an instant connection with them. You know, I would have a commonality between us. And I'm hoping more and more people wear love on the inside and the outside.
I know it. You know, and it's the fun designing T-shirts and giving back, and we do give back, but, you know, love really does change things, and when you know, you can smile and be friendly to somebody and make their day and never see them again, but, you know, there are people, too, that just, you know, if you can just take some time to build a relationship with them over time. You know, love really does change things. You can't encounter real love and not be impacted by it. And that's why I love that put it on, wear it out, because you can't wear love out. I mean, you can't, you can try, but you, it's something that you just can't wear out. You can try to wear it out, but you just, it just isn't, it just will never get worn out. So, you know, it never gets old, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So, you know, I think it's just, you know, I think often of life is good, and it's a really, you know, it's a really upbeat logo. But you know what? Life isn't good for everybody, just like you said. But everybody can wear love. Everybody can make up their mind to wear love. And so I think that's why this message is so universal. It's so good because it's universal and everybody can relate to it. It's, I think it's our basic need, you know, to be loved, to love, to be loved. It's a basic need. So it's just kind of bringing us back to the basics, you know.
Yeah, I have a friend, and she lives in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and I was talking to her about it the other day. She's been going through nothing horrible, but, you know, it's just been a kind of a more stressful time in her life. I was telling her about this concept, and so I was talking to her, and she goes, I'm looking at the website while you're talking to me, you know, and she goes, I love it. That is the best thing I have heard in a long, long time. She said, I felt happy just looking at the website. You know, I said, well, see, I said, you didn't even have to buy anything. I said, and you're
already
feeling less stressed, you know. So,
that's
all the way across, you know, the pond to Belfast, Northern Ireland, Jennifer was looking at it, and then her and I got a big laugh out of that. So, you know, she's like, you're right. You know, I feel better. It's a fantastic, it is. I mean, you just can't help but smile. I'm going to put this theory to the test, and I'm going to go to the most unfriendly place, in my opinion, on the planet, and that's Walmart. And I'm going to put on my Wear Love shirt, and I'm going to walk around, and I'm going to smile, and I'm going to try to be really friendly to everybody. And the thing is, because I don't have any expectation, I already know that they're really not nice in Walmart. If I can just get one person back, I'm going to feel like it's a huge accomplishment. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go, and I'm going to, because I kind of feel like the Wear Love emblem is almost like a superpower cape or something, and I'm just going to put it on like a shield, and I'm going to walk out there, and I'm going to try to just be nice. I'm going to walk around, and I'm going to engage people and help people and be friendly as I'm, you know, maybe doing a little bit of shopping, and then I'm going to go up to the checker who usually won't make eye contact, and I'm going to be friendly there, and I'm going to, I will let you know how it goes. So if it stands the Walmart test, we know we're really on to something.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. Now, I don't want to get any email from somebody at Walmart saying, I just had somebody in here with a Wear Love t-shirt, and she wasn't very nice to me.
Oh, no, I'm going to be nice. I am going to be so nice, it's going to be sickening.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And it's contagious, too. I bet somebody's going to be really nice back, right back to you, too. So
I think so, too. I think so, too. There have been times when I have also tried this test without the Wear Love t-shirt on in Walmart, and I probably get 50-50 back on it. Most people suspicious, but some people actually do end up being nicer back. But I think I can up those odds with the Wear Love shirt, because then they're going to see that I'm thinking, I'm doing, I'm wearing, so I'm just, you know, there's not really any ulterior motive. You know, a lot of times when you're being nice to them, they're thinking, but, you know, why are you being nice? But there is no ulterior motive.
Right.
So I'm gonna try now. Where all do you ship to?
Well, we ship all over the United States, and shipping is always free. We do ship internationally as well. We have shipped, I think, just about everywhere, but not Ireland. That's one that we haven't shipped to yet. But we've shipped to Japan, Australia, Madagascar, the Netherlands, you know, Germany, several places in Africa, Tunisia, Senegal, lots of places. Canada, we've been everywhere. So Peru, China, So it's catching, you know, with very little marketing, this has really, it's interesting how social media has really kind of propelled this thing forward. We are just, you know, now working on a distribution model. So hopefully we're going to be explode. It will be just, that would be amazing. And so, yeah, we've been all over. Yeah, it's been amazing.
Are you guys on Facebook?
We are on Facebook. Uh-huh. We're on Facebook,
okay, so people...
slash Wear Love. Yep.
Okay, Facebook slash Wear Love. And I know that you're on Twitter. It's Wear Love Out on Twitter.
Correct. Uh-huh.
I'm on Twitter all the time. And so follow them on Twitter. And, well, I've kind of gotten away from Facebook. I'm not on as Facebook as much as I used to be. I'm more just now on Twitter. But but your Twitter a lot of times will link with the Facebook, and then they can go to your website, which is wearlove.com, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
And it's Wear Love Out on Twitter.
Right, at Wear Love Out. Correct. And we're excited because we've just today announced our new charity, and it's Restore International, and it's out of Uganda and India, and it's around social injustice, and we are so excited about that. So we do give back. Every shirt sold goes back to, we give $3 per shirt back to a charity, so we're doing Restore International now. We did help complete the school at Pekin, Senegal, which was exciting. So lots of good things happen around Wear Love. So we're real excited about that. And we
I only wish you the most in success. And I think we're going to see this brand on all kinds of people all over the world. You just start, you know, a chain, and it just keeps building and building. And there's already celebrities wearing your stuff. I just saw on your website there was some athletes for some baseball teams, and I'm giving some shirts out to some musicians that are here in the Seattle area who are very well known, and so they're happy to wear these shirts. I've already talked to them about it, and we're going to take some pictures with them on it and or them in it. And you're just really going to see, I think, this brand take off. So now's the time to get in on it. And, you know, you can be part of the movement starting now. And, you know, you can get in on it any time. But you know, right now's a really great time to be part of the Wear Love movement. So I am a soldier. So I am a believer.
Oh, great, Lori. Thank you. That is awesome. Thank you so much. We love it.
Thanks
for representing. Thanks for representing Wear Love well.
Well, I will definitely try to do that. Thank you, Lynn, for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, and we want everyone to go to wearlove.com, and let's all start wearing love and representing for the love movement. And if anyone wants to go to Walmart with me, you know, I have an extra seat in my car. So, all right, Lynn, I will talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, Lori. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. That was Lynn Payne, and it was a joy to have her with us, wearlove.com. Before that, we had Angelique Ashton from Posse Magazine, the style editor there. And so, you know, it's Valentine's, it's February, love is in the air. Try to put on some color. Try to put on some love. Just kind of light yourself from within. You can always follow me on Twitter at iGuestInfo, I-G-U-E-S-T, info, and I'm usually talking to these people. Feel free to join in on the conversation. We're going to go out today with an artist, an emerging artist out of San Francisco. His name is Jeff Larson, and he sent a song called Monday Cloudy, Tuesday Rain. And right now, it's winter. That's kind of what we're all going through right now. Cloudy and rainy and sometimes snowy, but color and love can light up those days. So join us again. We have archived episodes. We've had some great guests. We have great guests coming up in the future. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next time.
M Monday clouds, Tuesday rain. Things will never be the same. And I'm wondering what your words contain. Like Monday clouds, Tuesday rain. I'm flying in circles and I just can't land. I may be the reason, but I'm not the weatherman. Monday clouds, Tuesday rain. The mind, the heart holds. Monday clouds, Tuesday rain. We're flying in circles and we just can't land. I may be the reason, but I'm not the weather. Flying in circles and we just can't.